President Obama was in Louisiana yesterday surveying the damage from the oil gusher that has 200,000 gallons of crude seeping per day into the Gulf of Mexico. It's estimated to be roughly the size of Puerto Rico. Some of those tracking the movement of the spill are based at the University of Miami's satellite facility, the Center for Southeastern Tropical Advanced Remote Sensing. That's a big name. And joining us now is the executive director of that group, Hans Graber. Good morning, Hans.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Great. What is it you're able to see? And give us a sense of the size and direction of this oil slick.
We're using a variety of radar satellite sensors to look at the ocean surface. And since they can penetrate clouds and also do this day and night, we're able to see what the movement and the size of the spill is.
And,
go ahead.
Well, you know, Hans, everyone's used to watching an oil bubble in say, a sink or in a bowl of water, and how it stays together for a while but then can break up into little globules. Is it behaving the same way on this huge planetary scale?
Yes, because you have winds and currents acting on the spill, and those are the two primary sources or forces spreading the oil in a different direction and breaking it up with waves, mixing it in. So this is part of the natural process.
What is the chance that this oil bubble could seep around the tip of Florida and take that express train called the Gulf Stream up the eastern seaboard?
It's a very good chance. It's not a question if, it's more of a question when. Ultimately, we have a front coming now over the area, which will help to push it further to the east. And once it gets caught in the loop current, which feeds the Gulf Stream, then it's just a matter of time to make it around Key West and heading up along the east coast of Florida.
Wow. Hans Graber is the executive director of the University of Miami's Center for Southeastern Tropical Advanced Remote Sensing, watching the oil slick in the Gulf. They're going to be volunteers, maybe mobilized on the east coast of Florida as well as in the Gulf. You can see the images of the oil slick from the University of Miami's project on our website, thetakeaway.org. And those are some of the news stories we're watching this morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.